This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were doing a whole lot of stories a year or so ago about what looked at the time like a retail apocalypse. Department stores, malls, anything built out of bricks and mortar, all pretty much crumbling in the face of online retail. As we sit here in mid-2018, though, things could not be more different. We've seen strong quarterly results the past couple of weeks from everybody from Target to Tiffany's, Best Buy just this morning. So Marketplace's Justin Ho has the retail update.
Today is one of the hottest days of the year in New York City, but that hasn't stopped shoppers from pouring into the flagship Macy's in New York's Herald Square, and they all have their reasons.
So I always go to stores, and yeah, my experience today was like really good.
It's all about the fit, right? So if it doesn't fit well, then there's no point buying it online.
I make more money now, so I'm more comfortable shopping because I can pick up whatever I want.
That's Michael Toome, Richard Oy, and Shrenette Chambers. This month, Macy's said improved consumer confidence is driving stronger sales. Target reported that foot traffic in its stores is up more than it's been in over a decade. Wendy Liebman is CEO of WSL Strategic Retail.
The store, the physical store, and the need for it on the part of shoppers has not gone away.
She says online sales are strong too, and that's not just Amazon. Nordstrom, Best Buy, and Walmart are all finding their way online.
The ones who aren't good are gone, and the ones who are smarter and investing are doing much better.
Over the last year, the retail job market has grown only about a third as fast as the private sector as a whole. Heidi Shierholz is a senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute. She says the real job growth in the sector is in warehouse fulfillment centers, and wages there aren't great. So
it's just not having a big, meaningful impact on the overall quality of jobs.
But pressure is mounting on retailers to improve wages. And this morning, Best Buy said that paying more to employees will eat into its profits. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.